Morning, Taylor.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. Coming off a championship. What could be better?
I'd say, well, hotty toddy, gosh almighty, right?
Well, yeah, something like that.
Well, is that how it goes, hotty toddy?
Hotty toddy, yeah. That's back in my Ole Miss days, yeah.
Yeah? Well, hey, listen, you can get as far as away from Ole Miss as you want to, but you're still an Ole Miss girl, okay?
Absolutely. I wear that badge with pride.
Well, congratulations. The inaugural beach volleyball championship in the OVC is won by Austin Peay. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was an awesome accomplishment and definitely had some hurdles along the way, but it was a great finish.
Well, you tried to do it last year, right? What, with six teams, Austin Peay, Eastern, Kentucky, Jacksonville State, Morehead State, UT Martin, and then Chattanooga as an affiliate member, but that didn't go so well, did it?
Did not go so well. We got about 2 weeks into the season and, you know, COVID came along and definitely rocked all of our world. So I thought we were down actually in Florida playing in a tournament. And once we got down here, we got the call that COVID was happening and everything was canceled. And I remember getting back to the locker room in Clarksville and saying to the girls, all right, girls, I'll probably see you in a couple weeks. Let's just take a break with COVID. And it's almost been, what, a year and a few months since
yeah,
that
four,
happened,
four, so. What, 14 months? Yes. Crazy. Yeah.
So that's not what we were expecting. But, you know, things happen.
This year, just tell me about your team. Tell me about this. And we're going to get into beach volleyball in general in just a few moments because you see the surge across you know, the land with teams having it, more of a you know, the NCAA. I know they don't have an automatic bid system set up yet, but I think, what, with eight teams as it is right now, all at large, but as it's growing. But just the base of beach volleyball, two things come to mind. The Olympics and certainly the competitiveness of that, and number two, sitting on the side, you know, with a cooler and going out there and playing. So you know what I mean. So somewhere in between.
I mean, but how awesome of a sport where yeah. That's actually a thing. I mean, you can do both of those and still play at a high level, and you know, even down at the NCAA championship, it's just one of the most amazing venues. I encourage anybody, and I think anybody that's ever been. When you're at the event, like right now, the NCAA tournament for beach is going on right now, and it's like, I can't imagine anything better, because just like you said, you've got high-level athletes competing, you've got the beach in the back, you know, and if you want your cooler, you can have your cooler too, you know, so it's just a pretty cool, I don't know, it's just a neat sport and how those kind of worlds have collided from, like you said, I was at the very first beach Olympic Games, I'm completely dating myself, but I had just gotten married, and Atlanta sponsored the very first beach Olympics games, and I happened to be there. So it's so crazy to see. That was in 96. It's crazy to see where beach volleyball has come from then, but I'm so thankful to be a part of it.
Taylor Mott with us, head volleyball and beach volleyball coach at Austin Peay. Now, how long have you been the volleyball coach at Austin Peay?
I just finished my ninth season.
Where along the way did they come and say, hey, coach, what do you think about beach volleyball, and what was your initial reaction? Or maybe you were the one pushing it.
Yeah, well, I'm born and raised in South Florida. So if I'm being honest, I learned how to play beach volleyball long before I ever learned how to play indoor. So it's been a part of my life for a very, very long time. The institution I came from before Austin Peay was actually Flagler College in St. Augustine, Florida, where I begged that athletic director for years to let us start beach. And I was actually involved with the ABCA. They kind of spearheaded beach volleyball before the NCAA kind of got their hands on it. So I was involved with that at that point, trying to get it started as a collegiate sport. So it's been in my blood forever, and it's been a passion of mine forever. The crazy part is I was never allowed to start it when I was at Flagler College in Florida on the beach. You know, we had six courts around the beach. I moved to Tennessee because of my husband's job, ended up getting the Austin Peay job, and was fortunate enough to have an athletic director, Ryan Ivey, who is no longer at Austin Peay, but he came to me and said, you want to start beach volleyball? I looked at him like he was crazy. I said, are you kidding? And he said, not at all. So how crazy is it that I'm in the middle of the state of Tennessee and was able to start one of my biggest passions? So that's kind of how it came about. I've always been an advocate. Didn't really think it would ever happen at Austin Peay just because of our location. And, you know, but I'm so thankful, and it's been an awesome ride.
Well, and others have followed, right, within the SEC, regionally, Chattanooga. Others have it keeps – It keeps cropping up here or there along the way. It seems like there's a lot of forward momentum with it.
There is. You know, it's, I think, if I remember correctly, I think it is the fastest sport to ever come off of. You know, when you start a new sport, the NCAA puts you on the emerging sport list. Beach volleyball is the fastest sport to ever come off the emerging sport list. I think it took about 2 years to where it was actually an NCAA sport and having a championship. So there's definitely momentum. There are so many young kids playing beach. You know, a lot of them have gotten away from the indoor side. And especially in our area, there's a whole Ohio Valley club kind of up in the Cincinnati area that have a huge youth beach population. So it's definitely a sport on the move. And it's just really, really neat to be a part of it.
You know, and we're Taylor Mott with us here on University Showcase from the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studios. The you wear one volleyball hat, but it's not two hats, but it's got like on one side the ear flop says indoor, and the other says outdoor beach. And you just got me thinking about this. Are you worried that one might pull from the other, or do they complement each other?
In my opinion, they absolutely complement each other. I think, you know, most of our indoor girls play on the beach side as well. And I think it helps both programs tremendously. I mean, I think when the indoor girls come out to the beach, sometimes it takes them a minute to figure out, okay, it's a completely different game. And people need to know that. It's not the same game. They're so different. Other than the volleyball, it's not even the same, but it's similar. Two completely separate games. But it really helps our indoor team when they get to be in the sand. They learn so many things that you don't necessarily get on the indoor side that makes them better on the indoor side. And even the beach girls, you know, they get to compete with some of the indoor athletes that, you know, they just can do different things. So I personally feel like they complement each other. There's a lot of coaches that feel like they need to be separate. They should be separate. I don't feel that way, but I love that we get to do both, and I think it makes both of our programs better.
Well, you should have loved it a lot this spring, right? Because you got to do both because of the pandemic in the same school year, the spring school semester.
That wasn't ideal necessarily. That's just a lot on the girls.
Yeah.
But again, they were awesome. They were such good sports. Never a complaint. I mean, we finished indoor, I think, on a Monday. We were out in the sand on a Thursday and never stopped, you know, till we finished the championship. And they were awesome. Like I said, it's a lot on these kids, and they were trying to do exams and online classes and just trying to survive COVID. And we got hit with the COVID bug, which was tough. But, you know, I'm really proud of them that they could just handle it all. I mean, it's mentally challenging for these kids anyway to be an athlete. And then you throw COVID in there and the stress of testing every week and am I positive? What's going to happen? You know, it was a very tough semester for everybody. But again, not complaining. We won a championship, and we're going to enjoy that as long as we can.
Taylor Mott with us, the head volleyball, beach volleyball coach at Austin Peay. You can follow her on Twitter at Taylor Mott, digit 8, Taylor Mott 8. She's not 1 through 7, she's 8, Taylor Mott 8, and then at Austin Peay, BVB as well. You went in, the number 4 seed and came out, or the number 1, or just talk about what you had to do to get through that. Maybe I'm mixing and matching the indoor and the outdoor there, but...
No, you're right. Well, unfortunately, you know, right before the season started for beach, we had a dose of COVID. So our season itself for beach was only about 3.5 weeks. So you take some of those kids out, contact tracing, you know, we kind of had a rough start. And so I think I saw somewhere we started out 1-6 and ended up 10-8. So, you know, it just was a matter of time of getting the team together. You know, one of the challenging things in beach volleyball is trying to figure out what the right pairing is. You know, what might make sense on paper. You know, like I have a big, or we call them bigs, like a blocker who can block, and we've got a little who's a defender. You know, sometimes you throw two kids together and you think it's going to be awesome, and it's just there's so many things that have to go right. The personalities have to mesh, the level of play, you know, all these things have to mesh. And usually you've got a lot more time to figure that stuff out. Well, we had about, like I said, about 4 days to figure out who can play with who and what's going to work for us. So I think once we hit our stride and we had everybody back and healthy, we really were playing some very good beach volleyball, but it was just such a short amount of time to figure out something that usually takes quite a while to figure out. So, and again, credit to the girls. They did what they needed to do. They played with whoever they needed to play with and found a way to get it done.
Taylor, how has been the reaction, just the general student body? I think if I were in college and there's beach volleyball going on, I'm having a party. I'm going to go watch the game, right?
It's awesome. And, you know, I don't know if you've been on our campus, but our courts are literally right in the middle of campus, right in front of the Dunn Center Arena. And it's awesome because it's wide open. So we only, unfortunately, because of COVID and the shortened season, we only had two home matches this year. But it's awesome. I mean, it's music blaring, you know. I mean, who doesn't want to go to work with no shoes on? I mean, that's my favorite part. I get to show up to work, take my shoes off, and hang out in the sand. But it is, it's awesome. Like, the venue is amazing. It's just such a vibe. You know, even, like, our admin staff and our sports info people who hadn't been around beach volleyball, you know, they get out there and they're like, this is such a great vibe. I'm like, it's awesome, you know. And if anybody has any free time, turn on ESPN today. I mean, I think the beach championships are on ESPN or ESPN2. And just check out what it, you know, Gulf Shores, beach volleyball, the venue, it's just, it's awesome. And it is, it's, in a normal year, it's just, we host a lot more, and so the students are around, and like I said, music blaring, it's just, it is kind of like one big party out there. It's awesome.
Taylor Motta with us. You mentioned Flagler University, which is obviously such a large part of what you have done professionally there. 13 years, as I see, 304-158 record, 11 straight 20-win seasons, two NCAA Division II elite appearances. And is that the base from where you are? Because, and also you involved with the move from NAI to Division II, which I relate to, because Trevecca, which is also on this show, went through that same process, but from NAI to NCAA Division II. But Flagler, man, you spent a lot of time there.
I did, you know, it's crazy. I never thought I was leaving. My husband's job actually uprooted us and moved us to Nashville, and it was kind of rocked my world, and you know, was devastated to leave somewhere we thought would be home forever, but I believe in, you know, in all things being good and karma, and, you know, the Austin Peay job completely fell into my lap. It wasn't even, you know, I thought I was giving up my career, and Coach Cheryl Holt reached out to me randomly. I was still at Flagler, and she said, hey, I heard you were moving to the area. Would you apply for this job? And I'm thinking, you know, little old me, like I, you know, started NAI, I'd coached high school, but moved to NAI and then that program to D2. I thought, sure. And so here I am, and she's an amazing woman, and she gave me this opportunity, and I thank her all the time. Every time I see her, I'm very thankful for this opportunity, but, you know, it just happened to work out, and happy that I'm still getting a coach. I thought I was giving all that up.
Well, anybody who can teach algebra in the sixth grade, and, you know, you, your bachelor's degree, elementary education, God bless you for that. Your master's in curriculum and instruction. I'm from a teacher's family, okay? So I know,
yeah, me too.
You know, we didn't live in gated communities growing up as, but just that component of it, I couldn't do sixth grade algebra if I tried.
Well, I mean, my mom's a teacher. I grew up my whole life saying I was not going to be a teacher. I did not want to be a teacher. I saw what she went through, and I think this is what I think in life. These are my two life lessons. Everybody needs to wait tables and be a teacher. And then once you've done that, come talk to me about what life's really like, because teaching kids at any level, at any age is so underappreciated. It's insane. And so honestly, I didn't last very long. I taught two years of middle school and then 2 years of high school, and that was enough for me. That was tough. It was a tough job. You know, I taught, once I moved to high school level, I taught algebra six times in a row. And then I got to do what I finally loved by the end of the day, which was coaching. But I didn't have any desire to go into teaching. I just knew I wanted to coach. And it's like, okay, well, what can I do, you know, that will lead me down that path? And I honestly thought I'd just be a high school coach. I was content with, you know, teaching and coaching at the high school level. But again, opportunities just happened to fall. The Flagler job kind of fell in my lap as well. We moved there to St. Augustine for my husband's job. And I actually inquired about the job because it was open, and they had actually hired someone else. And so I said, okay, great, I'm looking for high school jobs. And come to find out, the woman they hired ended up taking another job at the last minute, and they called me panicked, like, hey, are you still moving to the area? I was like, well, yes, I am. So that's how I ended up with the Flagler College job. But I've just been a teacher. I think coaching is teaching anyway, but so my background in education, I think, really helps me sometimes. But teaching is a tough gig, that is for sure. I have so much respect for any teacher.
Well, it's worked out pretty good. What, your husband's name, Brian, right? You have a daughter named Dylan, a son named Merrick. It's all right there on the website.
The irony in my daughter, I don't know if you knew this, but she plays at UT Martin. So I actually
have really?
She plays volleyball. Yes, she plays volleyball and beach volleyball at UT Martin. So I have the luxury. She was a freshman this year, and I had the luxury of playing against her, and that was very interesting.
So the in-home visits, apparently the in-home visits didn't work, right? What?
No, I guess I'm not a great recruiter, but no, I wanted her to have her own experience. You know, I did not want her to play for me. I mean, if something happens down the road, maybe, but I wanted her to have her own experience. It's not fun being the coach's kid a lot of times, so I wanted her to have her own gig, and she did really well at Martin this year. She was their libero as a freshman, so I was really proud of her, but it was really tough on my husband, and my parents actually flew up from Florida. My sister came, and I think it was tougher on them when we were playing against each other because I still wanted to kick her butt.
coaching against your daughter, I've heard a lot of coach. I'm a coach's son now, but yeah. Coaching against your daughter at a, couldn't you just say, hey, go to another conference, right? But UT Martin's a great place. Well, it really is.
I'd never get to see her play. I mean, it's kind of the best of both worlds. You know, as a coach, you don't have any really downtime when you're in season, and, I don't know that I ever would have gotten to see her play if she was playing in another conference or further away. So I actually got to see her play once in person this year. She had their Belmont match had gotten canceled, so it got moved to a Wednesday. So I got to drive down and watch her actually play. And then obviously the two times we played against her, which was interesting, but I was proud of her. But it is challenging to play against your own kid.
How did she handle it?
You know what's funny? I think she and I handled it pretty well. I mean, you know, ironically, we beat them we played twice back-to-back. It was because we had gotten COVID toward the end of our season, we had to play a doubleheader, which we don't normally do. So we ended up winning the first match, and they ended up beating us the second match, which knocked us out of the conference tournament. So it was like, I think we both kind of felt happy and sad at the same time, you know. She got a win, we got a win, but I was proud of her. She played really well, and it was, you know, it was what it was. But it is interesting. I couldn't really put into words what it was going to be like until it happened, and now I just, like I said, I feel like it was harder on my husband and my family than it was the two of us, but we got through it.
Well, yeah, because she wants to win, you want to win. It was easy for you guys.
Yeah, everybody
else was worried about your feelings. Yeah. Taylor,
I think,
yeah.
They were all decked out in Martin stuff. So I think
wow, yeah,
but,
yeah.
But my parents said, you know, they cheered for us for 30 years, so
I would say, yeah, grandparents and grandmothers, you know, you sort of skip that middle part, right?
Correct, absolutely.
Taylor, congratulations. You've been a pleasure to have on this morning. And I'll leave you one other thing. I know there's only 8 teams right now, all at large. Are we getting to the point where we can have the conferences and the automatic bids, and if you win the OVC, you get to move forward?
We are working in that direction, and ironically, I will actually be on the NCAA National Committee next year, so I will have a little bit of say for beach volleyball. I'll have a little bit of say in that. But right now, there's just not enough teams that make sense, and there's not even enough conferences. I mean, the Ohio Valley is one of, I want to say, 6 conferences that actually sponsor beach volleyball. So the goal is to, you know, increase membership, you know, have more teams playing. But that's definitely the direction the NCAA is going. I think they're saying within a year or two, there will be some automatic qualifications, which would be awesome. And it was funny because everybody thought once we won, they're like, yeah, you're going to the national tournament. I'm like, no. Or not. It's okay, you know.
Well, hey, guess what? Not a lot of teams get to win their last game.
That is exactly right, and I will take it. I think we would have had a little bit of a tough time maybe against UCLA and some of these teams that are full beach, full all the time, but I'm happy we ended on a win and grateful for the championship.
Thank you, Taylor. It's been a lot of fun. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, Taylor Mott.